We're listening to the opening track on the latest CD from Oliver Lake. It's the title track called Plan. Oliver Lake performs at Lane Community College this Sunday as part of the Black History Month program. He is best known for his saxophone performances. The gentleman is also a poet, painter, and composer, and that's still the short list. Let's meet this remarkable artist. Oliver, welcome to the Northwest Passage.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
That was some amazing horn work.
Oh, thanks again. Uh-huh. Yeah, actually, that's the current group that of the many projects that I musical projects that I'm involved with. An organ quartet of young organist named Jared Gold has been playing with me now for about 3 years, and Jonathan Blake is playing drums on there, and a trumpeter named Freddie Hendricks is playing trumpet.
Does having younger musicians keep you young? And
oh, definitely. That's the point. That's definitely the point.
I'm sure they feel energized by your presence as well.
Well, I think it's a two-way street.
Now, are you? Where do you make home these days?
I live in Montclair, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. So not too far from New York City?
I'm only 12 miles from New York. So New Jersey is like the bedroom of New York.
And how's the music scene in New York these days?
Well, it's always changing. I mean, I think it goes up and it goes down. There are clubs that close, and then next week there's another club that opens to take its place. So there's always things happening. So it's always a vibrant place to be.
Do you have a favorite place you like to perform?
I can't say that I have a favorite place, uh-huh. But I think downtown there are a lot of venues that I do perform in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As we're looking at the cover of your CD, there are your renowned painted sticks. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Could you describe some of these for us, please?
Well, actually, there's sticks that I actually found, and I either carve on them and paint or attach things to them, safety pins, material that my wife sews, so I have a lot of use of material that I can use. And between doing that, there I kind of came up with with the walking sticks. And later on, I start calling them talking sticks. So it's just a lot of fun for me to express myself.
Yeah, one more way.
Yeah, another way.
Now, as I was introducing you, I also mentioned you're a poet. But do your poems make it into your recordings?
Oh, definitely. I have one CD, which is solo of poetry and saxophone. And this Sunday, I will be doing some poetry. I'll be playing solo, mm-hmm. and I'll be reciting some of my original poetry as well.
You're here to participate in Lane Community College's Black History Month tribute. Are there some key historic facts and events that you think young people should know about?
Well, I'm thinking of the music. I mean, if we think of the monumental figures like John Coltrane and Eric Dolphy and Thelonious Monk and Duke Ellington, and then some of my contemporaries, the Art Ensemble of Chicago, the World Saxophone Quartet. I think these are musicians and that should be talked about all year.
And listened to.
And listened to, yeah, of course. And I'm really excited and proud and glad that Eric Richardson was able to put this together to bring me out to play this Sunday from 5 to 7.
And Eric is with the Black Student Union and the ASLCC and helping with these events on the Lane Community College campus.
Right.
In 1988, you founded Passing Through. Could you tell us about the organization, please?
Well, Passing Through is a nonprofit organization, and under that umbrella of the nonprofit is my nonprofit record company. It's my record company, Passing, which is also called Passing Through. I've released about 19 CDs, not only my CDs, but also some other artists. I've released CDs of John Hicks, who was a fabulous pianist. Unfortunately, he passed away several years ago. I have released CDs of Makonda Ken McIntyre, who also is no longer with us, but a tremendous composer and saxophonist. And recently, I've released a second CD of my son, Gene Lake, who is a fabulous drummer, if I must say so myself.
You go right ahead. Yeah.
So it's not just a vanity label. So I've been doing that with Passing Through. I also use the Passing Through as a conduit for writing grants and getting composition grants and residency, doing residencies and mm-hmm. so forth. So it's an important part of what I do.
And does your son perform in your quartets?
Whenever I can get him, he's part of it. But he's always on the road. He's been so busy. So from time to time, we do get together.
And who does he usually play with?
He usually plays with David Sanborn. Uh-huh. He's been playing with David for, I don't know, over 12 years. But he just recently left David Sanborn. Now he's playing with Dave Douglas, who is a trumpeter on the East Coast there. So we will be doing more now that he's not as involved with David Sanborn as he was before.
As a saxophone player, is there one saxophone that is must-have for you that, in terms of performing, is the one that you feel you best communicate while playing?
Oh, you mean a saxophonist or a saxophone itself?
The instrument itself.
Oh, the instrument is the alto saxophone for me.
Is there one instrument itself that you like to play that's the alto sax?
Oh, you mean
do you trade around in terms of which alto sax you're playing?
No, I have a Selmer, and it's a Mark VI Selmer, and I've had it since 1968.
So it's broken in.
Oh, most definitely. And that is my favorite instrument. I play soprano, and I have to play flute, but for this trip, I only brought the alto saxophone, so I'll only be playing the alto saxophone and reciting my poetry in this performance coming up this Sunday.
You have a new CD out. Are you also a regular composer? Are you composing on a regular basis?
Yes, I consider myself a musician and a composer who happens to paint and write poetry. So I don't think of myself as a poet or a visual artist, but as a composer, and I try to compose every day if I possibly can. I have a 17-piece big band that I'm writing compositions for now. And I brought a couple of those CDs, too. I didn't have them with me today, mm-hmm. but, I mean, I have them with me at the hotel. I make sure I leave one here for your station. So I'm either writing for, there's a string quartet called Flux that I do collaborations with out of New York. I've been writing for strings. And of course, the World Saxophone Quartet, I write for that group. So on a daily basis, I try to make sure I get to doing some composition.
Now, this 17-piece band, is it going to hit the road? You going to come out here?
Well, that's a difficult move. We did a performance in September in Pittsburgh, and that was one of the second or third times that we had left New York over the past 10 years. So I don't get to do a lot of traveling with that band, but we do play irregularly in New York.
And you're a visitor to Eugene. This is not your first time here. So
no, it's not. But it's been quite a while since I was here. So it's good to be back.
Yeah. And come back and visit us again.
Oh, definitely. I just would like to invite everyone who hears this to come out on Sunday at Lane Community College from 5 to 7.
Saturday too.
Yes.
Okay, hang on a second, Eric. You tell us about that, Eric. Right over here, yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to let everyone know that Oliver will also be appearing tomorrow night at Central Lutheran Church at 7 o'clock. We're going to be holding a Billie Holiday tribute where Maya Thomas will be doing a reprise of some monologues that Billie had spoken and 12 tunes from her set list. So hope you come by for that. Oliver will be opening up that show. So,
Oliver, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Oliver Lake performs Sunday at Lane Community College as part of the Black History Month tribute. Takes place from 5 until 7 in the LCC Performance Hall on the main campus. Also on the bill, West African Drum and Dance Ensembles.